duties.
Putra
sons.
Dada
wife.
Dhana
wealth.
Artha
the goal of life.
Dihi
one who considers.
Na
not.
Param
transcendence.
Vindate
achieves.
Mudaha
rascal.
Brahmyam
wandering.
Sansara
of material existence.
Vatmasu
on the path.
Translation: those who are interested only in a so-called beautiful life, namely remaining as a householder entangled by sons and a wife, searching after wealth, think that such things are life's ultimate goal. Such people simply wander in different types of bodies throughout this material existence without finding out the ultimate goal of life. Prabhupada. Those who are too much attached to family life, which consists of entanglement with wife, children, wealth, and home, are engaged in kuta dharma, pseudo duties. Prahlad Maharaj has likened these pseudo occupational duties to a dark well under kupam. Prahlad has purposefully spoken of this dark well because if one falls into this well, he will die. He may cry for help, but no one will hear him or come to rescue him. I think the example is clear. In India, on the fields, you will sometimes find these wells which are overgrown by grasses, and when you do fall into them, there is really no one who hears your cry. So someone who is so much in illusion, this is the point made, that he thinks wealth and sons and wives and all these material things are the ultimate goal of life, he really is in such a underkupam, such a dark well. This obviously doesn't refer to a spiritually oriented marriage and Krishna consciousness. It talks about the materialists. No one hears them. The soul is like the person in the well. Is there no one who hears me? But they don't hear anything. And others don't hear. They just remain bound. That's the example. The words Brahmyam Sansara Vatmasu are significant. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Mahatmya Leela 1951, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very clearly explains Brahmanda Brahmiti Kona Bhagyavanji. All living entities are wandering in different types of bodies throughout different planets, and if in the course of their wanderings they come in contact with a devotee by the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then their lives become successful. Even though King Prachinabhaishat was engaged in fruitive activity, the great sage Narada appeared before him. The king was very fortunate to be able to associate with Narada, who enlightened him in spiritual knowledge. It is the duty of all saintly persons to follow in the footsteps of Narada Muni and travel all over the world to every country and village just to instruct illusioned persons about the goal of life and to save them from the entanglement of karma bandha, fruitive activity. Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Govinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Griheshu Kuta Dharmeshu Putra Dara Danatadi Sapar Naparan Vindate Mudho Brahmyam Sansara Vatmasu. Those who are interested only in a so-called beautiful life, namely remaining as a householder, entangled by sons and wife, and searching after wealth, think that such things are life's ultimate goal. Such people simply wander in different types of bodies throughout this material existence without finding out the ultimate goal of life. In the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna explains to Narada not to Brahma that he should search for the ultimate goal both indirectly and directly. This verse is a verse which points towards the ultimate goal in an indirect way. That means it shows the problems which are there in material consciousness. It shows that someone who is in material consciousness is really like someone who has fallen into a deep well from where there is no escape really. So this is what it means to point indirect towards the goal of life. It is pointed out what we should avoid in our spiritual existence, that is illusioned life where we surround ourselves with material things and think that this is the goal of life. The Bhagavatam, however, also points out directly how one should search out for the goal of one's life. And in this section, it is explained what is the spiritual world. Or we also hear about great personalities like Dhruva Maharaj, who gave up a comfortable life just to search for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Or we hear of Narada Muni, Prahlad. Slightly different example, but we hear how someone directly searches for Krishna. Today, I feel that every one of you in the audience knows that they don't want to have a comfortable householder life entangled with sons and so on and so forth. That's very clear. Even for a young devotee, yesterday we went to an Ordensstift, whatever that is in English, something like a monastery, but not really. And we were talking to this one man, and then this man was asking my young assistant that how is it? Actually, I think I was asking him before this man, how is it, do you want to marry? And my assistant immediately blushed a little in the face, ooh, and immediately said, he talked about Grihastha life. He didn't talk about his own position, but he said, well, in Krishna consciousness it is possible to entangle oneself with wife and children and live a materialistic life and then come to Krishna, then come back again. And I corrected him. This is a wrong understanding which you have. It is not for materialistic life, the marriage and Krishna consciousness. But then he said, yeah, I know, but it's more entangling. I said, well, then the priest said to him, well, but Ignatius von Loyola told us to see everywhere God, also in marriage life. and it was clear, our young devotee, like so many, maybe like 80% of the young devotees in our movement, it's not just a single case, they have the problems with with this understanding that, oh yes, they think of marriage life, it automatically means I'm gone. But this is not a correct understanding of the Grihastha Ashram. It is maybe an understanding which came about by irresponsible preaching or just by their own unresolved thoughts about the subject matter. Anyways, I feel today everyone in the room is fully clear about that they want spiritual life very deeply and that they don't want material life at all. Therefore, they are here in this room. So I will talk today about Dhruva Maharaj as an example of someone who directly searches for self-realization. In our scriptures, we have a very nice example of someone who directly searches. We have Narada Muni and Gop Kumar. Narada Muni tries to find out who is the best devotee of the Lord. And it's interesting how he measures this. He says, the best devotee of the Lord is he who has obtained the most mercy of Krishna. So he goes through all different kinds of devotees to find out from them how much mercy they have received from Krishna. And he has a very interesting it's very interesting if you go through his search. Then there is also the example of Gop Kumar, a simple cowherd boy actually, who went back home, back to Godhead, and it is described, although he was offered the king of to be the king of a whole, almost like a whole planet. Then he was offered to be the king of the planetary systems, Indra. Then he was offered the post of Brahma. Then he was offered the post of liberation from material existence. But he always said, thank you very much, I do not want this. I only want Krishna's love of Godhead. He actually said that. This shows us how someone who searches directly for Krishna will be tested on the path. So many allurements will come that yes, you want Krishna, but look here, you can also spend your time like this. You could also do this.
I think those of you who are in Grihastha ashram, they know that in this ashram, and this is where our young devotee yesterday was corrected, even the priest had to admit, our young devotee preached to the priest, he said, but listen, there's more scope of entangling yourself in Grihastha ashram. You know, it is very much possible that, oh yes, your mind becomes diverted, that you look for security, that you look for a comfortable nest in the tree of your life, with cozy feathers, and so on and so forth. It is well, and then the maladetses, the little children, so on. But I don't think this is not there in brahmachari life or grihal or sannyasi life even. It's a principle that any sincere devotee will be tested whether or not he or she is serious. The whole material energy will come and test you. Prabhupada said that Maya sees, oh, here is someone who wants to escape my clutches. Ha ha! And she will come and test if that person or that devotee is really sincere. Yes or no? Yes or no? Black and white. If you are a little insincere, then Maya will get you there. And this weak point of yours will drag you down. Yes. In Tehran, Srila Prabhupada lectured about this point, and I want to read you a little bit about it so that you are well prepared when Maya's test comes. This is for preparing you in Krishna consciousness. In the early morning, Srila Prabhupada went to Niyavaran. I can't speak it. Unfortunately, Syamala is not with us who could pronounce it properly. Niyavaran. It sounds like Niduban. Niyavaran Park, again. And spent most of the hour sitting on a bench in one of the many small and pleasant groves. He began speaking about how one becomes qualified as a devotee. He told us that in India, in order to join the civil service, one has to pass a rigorous test before being allowed to accept a responsible post. What is the civil service, Sunanda? Yeah. Must be military. Right, must be civil service. Maybe in the military something civilized. So join the civil services, one has to pass a rigorous test before being allowed to accept a responsible post. Similarly, he said, to be recognized by Krishna, as Krishna says, Najatas man manushyeshu, one has to pass examination, severe test of examination. What does this verse mean? Nachatasman manushyesu. It means, he is most dear to me who preaches Krishna consciousness. This is the test how you can become dear to Krishna. Don't you sometimes think, how can I become accepted by Krishna? How can I become dear to Krishna? Well, some say, you will just sit down and chant 24 hours a day. This is how you become dear to Krishna. Or some will say, well, I will cook for Krishna, offer so many preparations to Krishna. This is how I become dear to Krishna. And it is certainly true that Krishna is pleased by such endeavors, by all the endeavors which are done in his service. But here's the test comes. The test is,
will you preach? You may do so many other things, but you also should preach. All the big devotees we see Narada Muni, before becoming Narada Muni, he had to pass through severe examination, test. You remember how his mother died, and he went alone to the forest, a young boy. He's very young, no fixed income. Yeah, we have to express it in such terms. No fixed shelter even, no house, wild jungle, severe test. Then he had to sit down and meditate. This examination, that chance is there in the human form of life, to pass the examination test. But they are passing this human life with ordinary animal propensities. They means the materialists. They are not trained up to pass the examination and be recognized by God. That civilization is lost, the Vedic civilization, where the human beings are prepared for the test, for the examination, for becoming recognized by God. And then Prabhupada quoted the verse, tapasa brahmacharyena shamena cha damena cha, from the sixth canto, saying that one must follow a strict life of austerity if one wants to pass the test. Beginning tapasya, austerity, this brahmacharya, celibacy. Someone who is not celibate in his life, where the bodily juices are shooting up and down, and his mind becomes totally attracted by the opposite sex, he has very difficult time to really concentrate his life in Krishna, in spiritual life. It is therefore in our Krishna conscious movement, our grihasthas are also called Grihastha Brahmacharis. Do you know this? Because also here, and we are aware, we must keep our mind, we must keep our life a little bit away from material sense gratification, of which the highest is of course the sense enjoyment with the opposite sex. We are very aware of this. Shamena damena, controlling the senses, controlling the mind, very important. Tyagena, by renunciation. Satya sochabhyam, by following truthfulness. We must be honest, no lash, no lie. And cleanliness. Yamena niyamena va, by practicing yoga, yama niyama. These are the different items of being qualified. But all these things can be done by one stroke of Einschlag. Kevala bhaktya, by engaging oneself in devotion. Vasudeva parayana, one becomes qualified by one stroke of bhakti to Vasudeva. Just like the sunrise immediately dissipates the fog. Agam dunvanti katsnyena niharam iva bhaskara. This is a very nice example. In the evening, or let me say early in the morning, when there's dark fog, richtig dichter Nebel, then to walk, there are so many things you have to take care of. Maybe you run against the lamppong post, bang! Develop a huge bing. Or you fall into a ditch. Or maybe you walk over the zebra, the zebra stripes, and there's a car, bang, and it goes against your leg. Many things which could go wrong. Or you step into the pile of the dog
My new shoes and my new socks.
You know, and there are many things which could go wrong. This very nicely explained spiritual life, you know, you can, your mind can become uncontrolled, your senses can become uncontrolled, you can speak lies. After all, we are very expert in telling untruth. Yeah, there's so many things, but with one stroke, all these small things can be removed, just like when the sun rises, with one stroke, everything becomes harmless. You immediately see the lamppost, you see the dog pile, you see the zebra, that's not the problem, the cars coming, and so on, and everything becomes very easy. Prabhupada once gave the example that a little goldsmith, you know, he takes some metal and goes like bing, 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 and makes the whole day. But if the blacksmith comes and takes his Vorschlaghammer, his big hammer, with one stroke, bang, the whole thing is it's taken care of. So Brahma, this tapasya, tyagena, samena, damena, it means mind control, sense control, satyam, speaking the truth. All these small things are taken care of if you take to bhakti. Bang! Everything is alright, it's taken care of. Yes. In the Kali Yuga, Prabhupada continues, this one item of bhakti can make one perfectly fit candidate to pass the examination. What is this nonsense life? There is no tapasya, no spiritual culture. Simply like cats and dogs. Last night I was reading, Vamandev created a planet, Sutal, in which Vishvakarma was ordered to construct big houses, palaces, better than in the heavenly planet. And these rascals are going and seeing simply rock and sand. Atreya Rishi asked Prabhupada if it was true that Krishna tests us every day. Now this is very interesting for us. Does Krishna test you every day, Madhavi? This is a question now. No. Just like if you want a responsible post, Prabhupada told him, then there is a question of test. If you want to become a vagabond, simply vagabond, where is the question of test? In other words, you are only tested if you really want to become Krishna conscious. If you want to keep things as you are, then easy life, you can eat and sleep and talk all day, whatever comes to the mind, and so on and so forth. But if you want something beyond the ordinary life, if you are this person who knows, I want something which I cannot have in the higher planets or in the lower planets or even in the middle planets or in the Ruhrgebiet or in the Münchengebiet or in the Garmisch-Partenkirchengebiet, I want this pure Krishna consciousness, then you are tested. Prabhupada said, for devotees there is a test. Prabhupada said, we see from the devotee's life. Prahlad Maharaj, how much severe test he had to pass through. Bali Maharaj was really heavy. First, he had to reject his spiritual master because the spiritual master was an unspiritual master. Then, every everything was taken away from him. You know, sometimes when something is taken away from us, we become angry at Krishna. Oh, you took away my pass, my dog, or Krishna, you took away my freedom. Now I'm in this situation. Oh Krishna, you took away my health, my knee. Oh, you took away my tooth. Yes, and we become a little angry. Why me, Krishna? Why not Bhakta Joe? and so on. But when everything was taken away by Bali, from Bali Maharaj, Krishna asked, now where should I put my third step? You promised me third step. And Bali didn't go like, you knew you were taking everything away, now you're asking for the third step to take something else away. He was not at all angry. He said, my head, please put it here. This is where you should put your third step. How much severe test. Ooh. Prahlad Maharaj. Ooh. So after Prabhupada says, but after you pass the examination, there's no more test. But before coming to the post of recognized devotee, Krishna tests very severely. That one has to pass. I recalled one of his Bhagavatam purports, this is Hari Sori speaking, where he stated that Maya is there to test the sincerity of the candidate. And Prabhupada continued, yes, we see from the life of Bali Maharaj how he was put into difficulty. Even his spiritual master cursed him. If a devotee is put into test and still he remains in his determination, then he is passed. That is very natural. There's a word, acid test. For ascertaining real gold, the acid test one has to pass to become real gold. Do you know this particular test? I believe some piece of gold is put into the acid, and the acid eats away really what is not gold. Only the gold it doesn't eat away. Maybe some impurities are taken away. And it's until it comes to the gold. And that it cannot take away. This is how the acid test is. So sometimes in our lives, there is this acid coming. It's coming quite close to the substance. Is there any substance? I'm wondering. And so on and so forth. You know what I'm speaking about. Vino, vino, Sachinanda Swami, vino. Yes. Navayovana asked if passing the test was dependent on one's faith in Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada responded by asking what he meant by faith. Conviction, Atreya Rishi said. What is that conviction? Describe it, Prabhupada asked. That Krishna is the controller, Dayananda volunteered. Krishna is controller, Prabhupada stated as a fact. You may have faith or no faith, that doesn't matter. Krishna is the controller, not you. Oh, this is very heavy to understand. After Navayovana and I both attempted to reply, Srila Prabhupada gave the definition he was looking for. Faith means, now Prabhupada's definition comes, how you can keep the test, or pass the test, I'm sorry. Faith means Let me hear some other definitions first. Our point is, you can pass this. As a test, if you have faith in Krishna. But what does this mean? Prabhupada already accepted the thing with the controller, that Krishna is the controller, that you see in your life, whatever happens, it's under Krishna's control. Here comes another definition, I think, by our Maharaji in the back.
I think for me, faith is that I believe whatever Krishna is doing is for my best and for my advancement.
For you, yes. Whatever happens in my spiritual life that is arranged by Krishna for my advancement, that is your faith. Very advanced faith. No? Very good. Sometimes difficult, though, I can imagine. Yeah, a very high level, but very good. Yeah. Anyone else? What is faith, Sananda? It's a good question, isn't it?
Difficult question.
Yeah, it's very difficult. I also find it extremely difficult because there are so many small things, really. I don't think there's just one answer. So you can, any answer, I suppose, is correct. And only the chup chup of the car, of the clock, could be heard. Everything is Krishna's mercy, good and bad. Ich verstehe auf Deutsch, ja. Die Definition ist schon ziemlich, da passt viel rein, ja. Do you, our Bhaktins all say what is faith and we are silent? This is a scandal. Definition of faith is to understand it's more, it's like a relationship of father and child, whatever the parents do, even if they lock you up in a room, that's for your best, they mean your best. So, faith means to believe in something sublime. Yeah. Yeah. You would keep it more open. Something sublime, something divine, divine arrangement, divine mercy, a divine goal even. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. Very good. Following the instructions of the spiritual master and taking shelter in it. That's faith. That sounds very deep, isn't it? Yeah. For any else. Yeah, Dolores.
Whatever type of spiritual master, all the fathers have guidance.
whatever happens in spiritual life, there's always a guidance, both from, but right guidance from outside and inside. Silvia, du hast really Theologie studiert, du musst sowas wissen. Was ist Vertrauen oder Glauben? Schon alles gesagt? Ach, Marcel, mal so, Hare Krishna. Was ist Vertrauen, Marcel? Wir suchen nach einer Definition.
Meine Definition?
Ja.
Ich jemand völlig
hingehe. To totally surrender to someone. This face. You had already, but we are certainly interested in a second.
Yeah, so also have to do something with knowledge.
With knowledge?
Yeah. Yeah. To know, for example, that there is a God.
Yeah, faith means. Yeah, faith means to know that there is a God.
Faith is based on the practical experiences, which I can sometimes something by the mercy of Krishna.
Yeah.
And you have this experience.
And then you know Krishna is there. Yeah.
And therefore you just continue because faith is there.
Yeah. Here comes some practical understanding of faith in the sense that it's an experience. You make an experience which tells you Krishna is mercy is there, Krishna takes care, and then you go on with it.
Can you also
can be all, yes. That you hear maybe what other acharyas experience, and then you do have another faith, the faith building experience. Mm-hmm. Okay. Vishya Maharaji will be our last, yes? That one is sure that Krishna will.
Although one is fallen, that Krishna maybe will
accept. Although one is fallen.
Yeah,
yes. Yes. Vishya says to understand, although one is fallen, in spite of this fallen nature, Krishna will nevertheless accept me as his servant. And the definition given by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, what is faith, is that you understand, simply by service to Krishna, all my needs are taken care of. And we will now go to Prabhupada's definition. Prabhupada gave the definition he was looking for. Faith means that you are meant for giving some service to Krishna. You should stick to that service, that path, in spite of all impediments. That is the passing of test. Generally, just like we are meant for preaching Krishna consciousness. So there may be severe test, but still we shall remain determined. That is wanted. I feel this is Prabhupada's own life's example. He said, sometimes I had to live in hell in your country. In hell. Paco. So much misery around. There may be so many impediments, hindernisses. Punishment. Still you should do that. That is test. Not that as soon as there is some difficulty, I give up. There may be severe test, but still we shall not give it up. We must go on. That is determination. Then here is a devotee, Navayovana, who said, passing the test means executing the order of the spiritual master. Prabhupada agreed. Yes, that is spiritual life. One has to take order from the spiritual master and execute it, despite all impediments. That is determination. Prabhupada then sat back, taking in the broad view of the city from the terraced hillside, noting the numerous park sweepers, die Straßenfeger vom Park, who drifted curiously by, more to take in our little party's activities than to do their own. Straßenfeger, oh, mal geguckt, Prabhupada inquired from Atreya Rishi what their pay might be. Atreya said about 800 rupees a month. So this is Prabhupada Tehran making a very nice point about test. Now, if the test is passed, then real spiritual life is already there when we are in the process of passing the test. The point here is that as you go through the test, you invariably have to take shelter of Krishna. Kunti Devi is a very good example of this passing the test. You remember, she was driven into the forest with her children, the five Pandavas, and there are so many difficulties came into the lives of the five Pandavas. Very heavy. Kept on, you know, they kept on praying to Krishna, giving their lives to Krishna, you know, receiving Krishna. You know, they were devotees. And at the end, Kunti Devi said something very interesting. After she was already the queen of, you know, queen mother, Königin Mutter, she said, "Oh Krishna, I wish that these times would come back again into my life, because when these tests were there, then you were there to protect us." This is so interesting. When we hear test, oh, it's so heavy. You remember from school, when there were the school tests, you were just fearing the whole year, isn't it? And then the sweat was there all over. I remember going to the test, I felt like going to the cremation ground, and then, you know, I was always, I remember the teacher always put me alone on one table because I was famous for looking into the over the shoulders of others, because I was never prepared on principle. And then I had all my little, you know, notes here and there and here and there. And sometimes the teacher would even go with me on the toilet, because he knew I had my books on the toilet, you know, where I would copy everything and so on. You know, I was heavily guarded because I just was so hungry. I had so much other things to do than preparing myself for the school. And then the test. And then, you know, when I would not be able to pass, then this information was given to my parents, and then they forced me to learn. And, traumatic experience to pass a test. But even Krishna consciousness, we should not be afraid of a test, because if Krishna sees that we go through the test, he is there to help us. This is why Kunti preferred the times when they were tested to the times when she lived comfortably in the palace. Why? In the palace, she said, "You are never there, but you came always to protect us." She remembered how Krishna came to save Draupadi, her Schwiegertochter, daughter-in-law, and how Krishna made so many arrangements just to protect them. In other words, let us not be so foolish to run away from the acid test. When we feel it's coming, then we run, yoo-hoo, away, and, you know, run away from the asset. Let us not be so foolish. Let us understand, if we stand and pass the test, Krishna is there. For instance, on Prabhupada Marathon, when all of us are expected to go out, you know, some have already made plans for the whole year how they don't go out. So many other things. let us not be so unnachdenklich, so unthoughtful. But let us make a plan how also we can find the time to go out. And, you know, give the conditioned souls some bitter schön, das geht noch mit dazu, some literature, and so on. Then we can become true devotees and real devotees. If we pass these tests in our preaching of Krishna consciousness and become dear to Krishna. And here we hear Dhruva Maharaj, after he passed the test, he said, "My dear Lord, you are all powerful. After entering within me," yes, Krishna entered within him, "you have enlivened all my sleeping senses, my hands, legs, ears, touch sensation, life force, and especially my power of speech. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you." Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has composed a song in which he addresses himself, "O living entity, get up! Prabhu Nitse, how long shall you sleep on the lap of Maya? Now you have the opportunity of possessing a human form of body. Now try to get up and realize yourself." The Vedas also declare, "Get up! Get up! You have the opportunity, the boon of the human form of life. Now realize yourself." These are the Vedic injunctions. Hare Krishna. So, thank you very much for listening to this. Do you have any questions to this, to these points? Why is it happening that we get again and again the test? The only answer can be that we have not passed it. Like in the driving school, Malavi. they let you again and again do the driving test. It means you have not passed it most properly. I'm very sorry to say. Please excuse me.
They're not very happy to accept, especially in long time of Krishna consciousness, and they think I'm already so long.
Yeah. Yes, that's heavy, Gaugapada. I know. I can totally feel with you. Ich kann dir völlig nachempfinden. It means you have to become humble. That's the only way to live in this world, to become a humble Vaishnava. Otherwise, you will make the mistake that after some time you think, yeah, I mean, after so many years, I'm not a
not a mongoloid person, you know, I'm not kein Wasserkopf, ich muss das jetzt verstanden haben. You know, I have an average intelligence, I may not be brilliant, but not totally foolish. But maybe in spiritual lives there are still many things to learn. The worst thing which can happen in spiritual life is that you think, now I know it. All our acharyas, they give an opposite example. They describe themselves as very fallen, as being like little birds who always wait for the mother to bring food. In the same way, the great devotees always wait for Krishna to bestow his mercy upon them. They don't say, now I've made it. You Prabhupada once talked in Paris about the prayers of the six, to the six Goswamis. I think, I'm not sure, Rohini, Devi, you were there? I don't know the year. I know only the place. We had this meeting in the school, the Ecole, and we had the initiation ceremony in Jardin, Luxembourg. The Prabhupada, one morning song, he sang this song. Now I will sing a very nice song for you. And then it was prepared, then his servants brought all the sheets of the Sat Goswami Astakam, the eight prayers, the six Goswamis, and he had all the sheet in them. Instead of singing Jaya Radha Madhava, Prabhupada sang Krishna Kirtana Gana Natana Pado Premam Ritam Bonidi. He sang the whole song, and he said, and he said about the torso, and the Goswamis were always singing, Hey Radhe, where are you, Radha? Where are you, Lalita? Vishaka, you must be now under the Vansivat tree. Or maybe you are in Gorvadan. Or maybe you are there and there. Where are you? They never say, ah, you know where you are. Yeah, it is heavy, but this is the life, Gurgopala. The life you have chosen, life of a humble Vaishnava, it was your choice. Good time. Yes. Srila Prabhupada, when the question was asked the same question, to make very sure that I say it exactly in his words, he indicated it is one time. Now the question which Madhavi and Gurgopal asked is, but it seems it's coming all the time again. And then I said, it means you have not really passed the test, but it's the same test, like the driver's test. I'm not so expert in driving, I actually don't know driving even for 1 centimeter. I wouldn't know how to start the car. Out of disinterest, I suppose. it's the same test. Was machen Sie, wenn plötzlich das dreieckige Schild in der Gegend steht? same test, but it,
when you always have answer, I just continue to drive on full speed. Ich gebe Gas. You know, then you have not passed it. It might come again and again. The same question comes next year also. So what do you do when suddenly there is this sign before you, and if you always say, ich gebe Gas? I think it's a stop shield, the dreieckige sign here. Then it comes again and again. Prabhupada said, no, after you pass the examination, there's no more test. But before coming to the post of recognized devotee, Krishna tests very severely. That one has to pass. So the test has many under-tests. Allurements maybe, and how do you say, challenges. But death is certainly the biggest test. There is a verse or a proverb, I think, ein Sprichwort, which Prabhupada used to quote. He said, all your bhajan, that means worship of Krishna, you have done throughout your life, will be tested at the time of death. But it doesn't mean that death is a difficult situation for a devotee who is well prepared. Srila Prabhupada gave another example which helps us to understand these two seemingly contradictory statements, that yes, it is a test, but it's no difficulty for a devotee. He used to say that at the time of death, Krishna comes to take the devotee over the test. There's a verse by Srila Vyasadeva which is quoted by a dying person. Oh, just like the sun comes to someone who lost his way in the darkness, like a boat comes to someone who drowns in an ocean, like strong medicine comes to someone who has an incurable disease, you have come, Krishna, to take the devotee to the other side. Now, in other words, if for a true devotee, Krishna will not let him alone, you know, like in the Prüfung, where in the test where you go alone. No, Krishna will be there. And this way it becomes easy. But definitely it's, you know, Dhammas Madhi, you have to collect your thoughts at the time of death. It's an interesting subject matter. We have a symposium, interreligious symposium, in a few days in the University of Göttingen about death and dying. And I wanted to start by showing a little bit of the slideshow which we have prepared. Full of questions. I guess I have said something which is relevant to your life, Alicia, isn't it? Yes.
Krishna,
Really? You see? So Alicia makes a point, if Krishna is far away, we have to take shelter in the devotees, but what if we don't trust the devotees? That's the dilemma. There must be some devotees which we can trust. No?
I don't ask for myself.
Yeah, yeah. Only a little bit for myself. Well, yes, if there's someone who, if you see someone who has no trust in the devotees, you can encourage him to have to go to a devotee whom he trusts. I think there is always someone. I remember this sometimes did happen in my spiritual life, that I felt the devotees who were around me could not answer my questions. So then I just stopped everything, chup, and went to devotees who could answer my questions. But Krishna is only as far away as you think he is. He's very close, actually. Do you know that he's in the heart? So close. Not even around the corner. Right in the heart. This is amazing. That's the first thing which I heard about Krishna, that Krishna is in the heart. In this life, that's the first information I have gotten from devotees. That he's right in the heart. And then the devotees say, and then in every atom. First thing is in the heart. But sometimes, yes, we are far away from you're true. I mean, what you say is true. One thing we have to learn, tomorrow morning I want to preach about Vaishnava relationships. One thing we have to learn is sometimes it happens what Alicia says, that yes, devotees don't have trust in each other. It does happen. And one reason why this is so is because they know the devotee will talk. I will go now to Krishna Das. I hope he has no Krishna Das in our Kamalong temple. I will go now to Krishna Das or to Krishna Devi Dasi and tell him, or if we are a Mataji, I will tell her and ask for some advice, and I am sure next morning it's all overcome. And in the fax, it's in every temple, and fax on the blackboard, and the whole temple talks about me. Yeah, we always thought it. But now it's confirmed. She is attached to sweets. And so on. And then how can we trust again? Yesterday we were at this Stift or whatever it is, we looked at the church, and there's this Beichtstuhl. How do you say in English? Maybe confession, where you confess your sins. Do you know? I think the Stolitz are the special Stolitz. You know, Dolores? And we found out they have arranged it like this. The priest enters, clung in his part, then there's no light, and he can't see the other person. We went in there, and Shingananda looked from the other side. You can't see the person, and then he just says, "Oh, I did this. I stole a sweet," and so on. He just says it. At the end, the priest says, "Whatever you did, it's forgiven." No. This is how it works. Then he goes, and leads his life again, you know, and comes back again when he did something foolish again. So it's interesting that the priest told us, if I asked him, how is it when you hear all this, you must get totally down if everyone puts this. He said, yes, sometimes 50 people a day, you know, and I hear everything, rah, is what they do, and then I have bad dreams in the night. You imagine from karmis, their problem is not that they steal a sweet, they have other things which they do, but they did with their wife or children or with a neighbor or, you know, very bad things. But now listen very carefully, if the priest tells only one little thing, and it is what was anvertraut, what was told to him, he can get the most severe punishment which the Catholic Church has to offer, that is to excommunicate. They can say, you are no longer a Catholic, you are no longer a priest, go, you will not get any job again in any church, you have to sweep the streets maybe if you are lucky. You know, this is how important it is to keep. When someone tells us something or we hear something which is confidential, I'm going too quick. This is how it is arranged in the Catholic Church. Why? Well, if I know that today I will go to Krishna Das and tell him my problems, but tomorrow it's all over the temple and all over the fax and electric communication, then I will never again go to anyone. And that will be problematic for me. Because if I will just eat it into this poison of my wrongdoing, will stay inside and eat me away when I'm alive. So the Catholic Church, although it is an institution like... and has many problems, as we all know. I don't think we have to talk about this here. But they understand this. Keep words private. Keep the secret private. Otherwise, it won't go. This very important human function of telling what's wrong in your umski, in your mind, or in your life, and you know, that will not be possible. And then is what our Bhakti has told us, that there is sometimes devotees feel this problem that they don't, that they can't go to someone. Good, I feel now it's 9:10. If you have other questions, keep them in your memory bank, safely stored away for tomorrow. Or even this evening. Friday evening we have a program in Wuppertal. Also, okay, just for your information, we will give lectures this evening. But if you are on the marathon, please stay on marathon. And tomorrow morning, but not tomorrow evening, and Saturday morning we shall see, because I do not know when I have to be at Göttingen. We will find out. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaudiya ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.